Spend an evening at the Pearl relishing a special South Texas sound. Tour a new McNay exhibit exploring the Mexican Revolution. And boot scoot your way across an authentic Texas dance hall. TPR's arts and culture reporter Jack Morgan says there's plenty to do this weekend.
Tonight, head on down to the Pearl for what they call Canciones.
Canciones is an ongoing music series that celebrates the music of South Texas.
Rose Reyes says there's a standout aspect to tonight's concert.
And this one in particular will celebrate women's music. And I'm very excited to see all these women on the same stage.
The women they've chosen are each quite different from the last.
Each of the artists, Azul Barrientos and Las Tesoros, as well as Eva Ibarra, the accordion queen, they'll all have their own set and then collaborate throughout the set.
It's all happening at Pearl Park, surrounded by restaurants and anchored by that cooling splash pad. And if you're trying to stay within budget, this event won't tax it.
You know, it's free to the public. There's plenty of free parking.
The McNay Art Museum boasts a new exhibit, and Lyle Williams says it's all about the Mexican Revolution.
San Antonio's ties to the Mexican Revolution are very, very deep.
Many fled the 1910 Revolution coming here, including the man who would briefly be its first president.
Francisco Madero actually was in exile here in San Antonio and developed a lot of his ideas about governance and democracy while he was here.
The linoleum block print exhibit displays work from the artist Artemio Rodriguez, who Williams says is the greatest living Mexican printmaker. Why linoleum?
It works along the same lines as a woodcut, but it's easier to carve. And the linoleum is more like rubber, much softer, much more forgiving.
The work displayed focuses on two key people, ruler Porfirio Diaz and Emiliano Zapata. The contrast in the way each is depicted is stark. Diaz in epaulets and finery, and Zapata as a man of the country.
He's sitting on horseback with a backdrop of rural Mexico, a mountainous landscape behind him.
Entry into the McNay also lets you see its several other exhibits. And on both Saturday and Sunday, Shane Roach says Green Texas has a unique plan to help you cool off.
People will float the river and then maybe stop in, get a bite at the gristmill and come over to the show.
That show is happening at Green Hall, an old school Texas dance hall.
It's kind of stepping back into the past a little bit. It was built in the late 1870s. It's pretty rustic as far as the climate control goes.
Well, that's what they made beer for, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Providing boot scootin' music is perennial favorite Jack Ingram. Ingram's been putting his spin on the Texas troubadour sound for the last two decades.
And so it's sort of a tradition of craftsmanship that's come down for people like Willie Nelson and Guy Clark. People just love seeing some that's homemade.
And he's not appearing solo.
He's got the beat up four band backing him up.
All in all, it's a night that's just about as Texas as it gets. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.